This week is Fire Prevention Week, and joining us this morning to give us some tips is Fire Marshal Chris Grooms. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, and is there a reason this time of year is targeted fire prevention?
Well, it's celebrated or observed nationally, and it's a good time of the year because people are starting to warm up their houses for winter, using their fireplace or wood stove for the first time. But there's also a lot of other things involved with it, too. It's a good time to make sure your fire extinguisher is in proper working order without testing it. Also, check your smoke alarms. We usually ask people to do that at the time change, which is coming up soon. Another thing with smoke alarms is that they're really good for about 10 years, and then they decrease in their ability to detect smoke. So there's a date stamped on the backside of all smoke alarms. So when you do change your batteries, look on the back. Take the whole unit down, look on the back, and see what the date is. And if it's more than 10 years, then you need to replace it for your own safety.
And I know the new ones, or I actually had a carbon monoxide detector, and it just started beeping after the 10-year period, or however long its life was. So I think they are doing that now, so it makes it that you have to replace it. It doesn't allow you to replace the batteries at that point.
Right. There are some sealed unit ones that are good for 5 years also, as well as 10 years. So when you purchase one, look at that. See if it's a sealed unit that you can't replace the battery, or if it's has a 9-volt battery that you do replace. You still need to check the date and look at those. Last year, earlier in the summer, we had a family that had one of their smoke alarms chirping at them. And so I went, I talked with her. We couldn't find anything. Later on, it did it again. It ended up that the smoke alarm itself was causing smoke and could have started a home fire.
And I remember that incident, yeah.
Yes, I checked with the company that manufactured those. They said, yes, we still use those. I said, what was the guarantee on that particular model? And they said 1 year.
Hmm.
And they'd had it for 30 years.
Wow.
So
yeah. Check
your alarms. Yes. So along with that, we have other things going on. We just finished several days at the local schools. We borrowed the smoke trailer from North Tongass Volunteer Fire Department, and we were at Houtling, Tongass School of Arts, the Charter School, and Holy Name School. And we'd set up the trailer. It had 3 rooms, 1 kitchen, and we talked about kitchen safety. There's a living room that we talked about, fireplace safety. There's a pretend fireplace. And then the bedroom had a heated door that the kids could check to see with the back of their hand if the door was hot and know not to go out that way. And the only other exit was a window. And so they all climbed out the window and down a fire ladder on the outside. And it was a good 15 minutes or so per classroom of fire education, and it was really a good thing.
How large is that trailer?
Well, it's probably 8 foot wide and 32 feet long.
Wow.
Somewhere in there.
So it's a good sized.
It's big enough for a classroom group split in half. So it worked really well, and we had a lot of help from career firefighters as well as volunteers this week. Made things go really smooth. One kindergarten class at TSAS went back to their room and drew pictures and wrote thank you cards, and all of the classroom did that, and then they put them in a nice folder for me. It was really neat. They handed it to me before we left for the day even.
Hmm.
So it was really nice. A couple other things to mention is the fireplace, wood stove chimneys. It's a good time of the year to clean those. We do have brushes that you can check out from the fire station. Just come along. We have 6-inch and we have 8-inch. You can clean your chimney and then bring those back. Everybody's got a happier fall and winter.
How difficult is it to clean your chimney? I mean, is it just a matter of brushing?
Well, the
seems
brushes,
like it would be a messy job, but
it can be. It's best to put something at the bottom to collect the soot that comes out of the chimney, the creosote. Obviously, you have to climb up on your roof. If you don't feel comfortable with that, it would probably be best to find someone that can you can pay to do that. But the sections, the poles are about 4 foot long, and you screw those together and just run that brush up and down inside the chimney, and that pretty well scours it, the buildup of creosote and so on. That's much easier than having a chimney fire.
And how often should you do that? Is that an annual event or
probably
a couple of years?
Once a year. Depends on how much wood you burn, obviously. And we ask that you burn dry wood. If you burn wet wood, it tends to create more creosote within the chimney, and then the likelihood of a chimney fire is much higher.
You mentioned at the beginning that you should check your fire extinguishers.
Yes.
What are you checking for?
Well, in a residential fire extinguisher, you look to see if the gauge is still in the green is the main thing. It used to be that you had to turn them upside down and tap on the bottom every month or so. The new powders that they've come up with are pretty much non-packing, so that's a thing of the past. If it's got any kind of rust on it or dinged up on any place, you probably should replace it. If it's got a metal neck and top gauge, you know, assembly, that can be checked by one of the local fire extinguisher companies that work on those. And if someone wants to know, you can call me at the fire station. I'll give you the names of those folks. If it's plastic on top, then those can't be recharged, and you need to replace them. But at that point, you might say it's worth getting some training on, and I could use my own fire extinguisher to do that. And it's really simple to use a fire extinguisher.
So as long as it's in the green, it's good, and you don't really have to worry about the age of it, or should you, after X number of years, replace it?
My projection is 10 years is for a residential extinguisher is about the limit. That's what I've been telling everyone. For a commercial extinguisher, they need to be recertified every year, and the local companies can take care of that as well. It's not but $5 to $7 per extinguisher, so it's much cheaper than buying a new one. However, at 6 years, they need to be hydro-tested commercially, and there's a bit of expense there. So,
and then if your extinguisher, say, is not in the full zone, you're suggesting practice with it when you get a
sure.
new one? Is that what you were saying?
Sure.
Or
I would practice with it outside.
Right.
It does spray it's a gritty chemical, and it goes everywhere. It's kind of like sheetrock dust.
Mm-hmm.
So practice outside in a safe place. That would be good.
And how should you dispose of your fire extinguisher?
The landfill will take them. If they're over date, they will take those, whether they've been discharged or not.
Okay.
Either way, they'll take them as a hazardous material type. And if you live within town, there's no charge for that.
Okay. Anything else that you wanted to mention this morning?
Well, if you're building a house or a commercial business in town, you might think about a fire sprinkler system. It's relatively inexpensive when it's a new building. However, you can retrofit for an older building, and you know, $13,000 to $15,000 maybe. But if it saves one life, it's definitely worth that. A lot of people worry about leakage from the system, and it's very similar to what you already have in your house for potable water. You have hot water, cold water, and those go for years without leaking. And so this is very similar to that. If you watch the movies, you'll see that all the sprinkler heads in a building go off when there's a fire, and that's not true. In commercial settings, there are systems similar to that. It's called a deluge system, and every sprinkler head in the building goes off. However, in residential, such as a house or a hotel or a restaurant or any of those type places, it's very possible that one head sprinkler head will go off and put the fire out. We had a fire last spring in one of the towers that someone had left a pan of oil cooking on the stove top, and they had recently painted the sprinkler head next to the stove, still had masking tape on it and was covered. And it did not detect, did not work at all. One across the room, probably 20 feet away, actually activated and put the fire out. And so they're very sensitive. I'm surprised the one with the tape on it didn't work, but the one across the room did and made the whole difference.
So if you have that system, do you have to worry about, you know, sometimes you have smoking food, but you're there and you just need to take care of it. Would they go off or does it have to be?
No, they're heat activated.
Oh, okay.
So only heat will set them off. And there are varying degrees of sprinkler heads depending on what type of room you're in. If you're in residential, there it goes off at maybe 165. If you're in a boiler room, something like that, it would be a lot higher temperature sprinkler head. So depends on the location. But there are a lot of people that have saved their property because of that. And you might have a few $1,000s worth of water damage versus several, you know, multiple thousands of dollars in damage or a lost home completely.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
Okay, good information. And are there any other events coming up to promote fire safety?
As a matter of fact, Saturday morning is an open house at the fire station on Bodden Street from 10 to 11:30. And we'll be doing some station tours. We'll be having some snacks there. And it will be a good time to learn something more about fire safety.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Chris Grooms, who is the Ketchikan Fire Marshal.